I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 2nd. Quincy firefighters responded to a fire on a utility pole early this morning. Police say there was a small electrical fire on the pole on Russell Street in North Quincy just before 4 a.m. A power was not impacted and National Grid was called in to investigate. The owner of the now defunct Success Real Estate in Marshfield changed his plea to guilty after being indicted on several charges, including embezzlement. 67-year-old realtor Stephen Webster also pleaded guilty to charges of witness intimidation and publishing a false financial statement. Yesterday, Webster pleaded guilty to embezzling $11 million from escrow accounts. He was sentenced to 2 to 3 years at the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center, followed by 5 years probation. The amount of restitution he must pay will be set at a later date. He was indicted on September 12th and arrested in Palm Beach County, Florida on September 30th. Webster was returned to Massachusetts to face the charges. Real estate agents who once worked for Success say his actions damaged their reputations and cost them and their clients thousands. They said they think the sentence is too lenient. Prosecutor Alex Zane said Webster used the escrow funds like a personal piggy bank for credit card payments, payroll, gambling, and personal expenses rather than being held in those escrow accounts for clients. Webster's attorney previously said funds were shifted because he was trying to cover to make ends meet. Last year, a group of real estate agents sued Success Real Estate, accusing Webster of suddenly closing the business without warning in December 2024. The lawsuits also allege that 7 of the real estate agents are owed over $105,000 for commission checks dated between December 2nd and December 9th, 2024. All of the money was supposed to be in an escrow account. One person was taken to the hospital after being stabbed yesterday morning near Northeastern University. Boston police said they responded along with Northeastern police to a report of a stabbing just after 8 a.m. and that a victim was taken to St. Botolph Street to Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. The victim suffered lacerations to his neck and left forearm. Police said yesterday they arrested 58-year-old Stephen Dantzler of Boston and charged him with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. The original incident occurred outside of 315 Huntington Avenue. Police said the victim was located on St. Botolph Street at Northeastern's Hastings Hall. According to the report, the victim said his attacker was a male and that they had engaged in a verbal argument inside Symphony Market on Huntington Avenue. After leaving the store, the victim said the argument turned physical. The suspect brandished a knife, slashing at the victim on his neck and left forearm. Dantzler will be arraigned in Boston Municipal Courts. The Red Sox Foundation and Cradles to Crayons are teaming up to help children experiencing clothing insecurity. From now until June 30th, Cradles to Crayons will be collecting brand new socks and underwear for kids. Each donation receives one raffle entry for the chance to win 2 Green Monster tickets to the Sox game on August 5th. The nonprofit said they know Red Sox fans are loyal and enthusiastic, so organizers hope Sox Nation will respond to the call and donate. To donate, you can do so online through the nonprofit's Amazon wish list or by visiting the Cradles to Crayons Giving Factory in Newtonville. Anyone who bought furniture from iconic New England furniture chain Jordan's between January 20th and March 1st is probably biting their fingernails right now, hoping that the UConn women's and men's basketball teams are victorious in reaching the NCAA championship games. It's because Jordan's, known for its promotions based on the successful postseason results of New England sports teams, promised to make all furniture purchases between January 20th and March 1st free if both Huskies teams reach the championship game. The longtime face of Jordan's, Elliot Tatelman, says the company is rooting for the Huskies and hopes for free furniture for its qualifying customers. The UConn Huskies women's team, which is undefeated in the regular season and postseason so far, will play the South Carolina Gamecocks in the Final Four Friday night with a chance to advance to the national championship. And the men's team will play the Illinois Fighting Illini on Saturday with their own chance to not only make the championship, but to make thousands of furniture buyers across New England very happy. If the promotion goes through, the price tag will be about $50 million. When the Red Sox won the World Series in 2007, Jordan's gave back $35 million to customers. Quincy Public Schools recently hosted their 18th annual Credit for Life Fair at the Terrell Room, bringing together students, educators, and community business partners for a hands-on day of real-world financial decision-making. The fair has guided thousands of Quincy seniors through one of the most practical simulations a high school can offer. Students are assigned a hypothetical career and salary, then challenged to build a budget covering everything from housing and transportation to education costs and unexpected expenses. The same decisions adults navigate every day. This year, 200 seniors from both Quincy and North Quincy High Schools moved through the booth, staffed by local businesses, financial institutions, and community organizations, each one representing a real category of adult spending. Mike Rothberg, financial advisor at Bay State Financial, served as the MC for this year's fair. This year's event featured booths from financial institutions and community groups, including Quincy Credit Union, South Shore Bank, Mountain One Bank, Bank of Canton, Coastal Heritage, Mass Bay Credit Union, Rockland Trust, the Hale YMCA, Bay State Financial, Mass Hire, South Shore Workforce Board, the Quincy Rotary Club, Cork Auto Dealers, Deborah Riley Realtor, David Donahue Insurance, Manet Health Services, Quincy Public Schools Food Services, and Quincy College. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 224 points. The NASDAQ rose 250. The S&P is up 46. Asian stocks fell after President Trump said in his first national address since the Iran war began that the U.S. will continue to hit Iran very hard. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil is now at over $108 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox lost to the Astros in Houston 6-4. It's opening day at Fenway tomorrow at 2:10 as the Red Sox take on the Padres. Celtics beat Miami 147-129, and they'll take on the Bucks in Milwaukee tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Bruins are in Florida against the Panthers tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, off and on showers at a high only 40 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a low of 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, high 70. Saturday, partly cloudy, the high of 62. For Easter Sunday, some scattered thunderstorms are possible at a high of 66. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northeast winds at 15 to 20 knots, high tide 12:34 p.m. Sunrise 6:24, sets at 7:10. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, April 2nd.